This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Union Minister for Ayush Sarbananda Sonowal said there will be dedicated Ayush Academic Department in All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the country. He was speaking at the regional review meeting of the National Ayush Mission in Mumbai yesterday. Sonowal said that government is trying to ensure that both modern and traditional healthcare systems are available to people at all levels of healthcare system. He said that there are more than 900 startups, including one unicorn, in the area of traditional medicine in India. Sikkim Chief Secretary V.B. Pathak held a meeting with the Interministerial Central Team, which is assessing the ground situation and making recommendations for short and long-term restoration at the Tashining Secretariat in Gangtok yesterday. The IMCT is headed by Joint Secretary in the Union Ministry of Home Affairs, Anant Kishore Saran, and includes officials from the Finance, Rural Development, Power, Agriculture and Road Transport and Highways Ministries. Sikkim Chief Secretary V.B. Pathak briefed the IMCT about the scale of damages and said that bridges, roads, power, water supply and drainage needed urgent restoration. He sought special relaxation of norms to restore vital infrastructure like temporary Bailey bridges in critical places which have been completely cut off. The assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana will be held between 7th to 30th of next month, while the counting for all five states will take place on 3rd of December. The Election Commission yesterday announced the poll schedule for these five states. In Mizoram, the polling will be held on 7th November and the notification will be issued on 13th of this month. Chhattisgarh will go to the poll in two phases on 7th and 17th of November and notification will be issued on 13th of this month for the first phase and on 21st of this month for the second phase. In Madhya Pradesh, the voting will take place on 17 November and notification will be issued on 21st October, while Rajasthan will go to polls on 23rd November, for which notification will be issued on 30th of October. The voting for the Telangana Assembly will be held on 30th November, while notification will be issued on the 3rd of November. Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced that by-election for one Assembly legislative seat in Nagaland will be conducted on November 7th. The notification issued Election Commission of India yesterday stated that the Commission has decided to hold by-election to fill the vacancy in the 43rd Tapi Assembly constituency of Nagaland. The 43rd Tapi Assembly constituency under Mon district has fallen vacant after sitting MLA and advisor to the Social Welfare Department Government of Nagaland, Mr. Noke Wangnao, passed away on 28th August this year. Falling to 43rd Tapi Assembly constituency will take place on November 7th and the notification will be issued on October 13th, while counting of votes will be held on December 3rd. To mark the National Postal Week from 9th to 13th October across the country, Postmaster General of Northeast 1, Joseph Lalwin Sai Lova, has said that special programs have been taken up to create public awareness about Dak Ghar Ka Niyat Kendra, one of the most important initiatives for socio-economic development. Talking to reporters in Agartala yesterday, he said that Dak Ghar Niyat Kendra is a one-stop destination for exporters who would get comprehensive support on handling export-related documentation, logistics, customs procedures and packaging to overcome the complexities of international trade with ease. The students from Assam who were stranded in Sikkim following the devastating flash flood that occurred due to a cloudburst were safely evacuated and reached Guwahati yesterday. As per reports, at least six buses from the Assam State Transport Corporation were used to transport the students back to Guwahati. The majority of the students were studying at Sikkim Manipal University. The State Education Minister Ranoj Pegu received the students at the Radisson Blue Hotel in Guwahati. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.